USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris holding a news conference with the Guatemalan president in Guatemala. Harris saying,
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
Nearly 40% of illegal border crossers in April were permitted to stay in the United States pending case adjudication. Law enforcement officials say they recovered $2.3 million in digital currency paid to the hackers who hit Colonial Pipeline with a ransomware attack last month, a strike that prompted the shutdown of the main conduit for gasoline and diesel fuel to the East Coast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Holland America. After a year-long hiatus, the wait is over, and it's time to cruise again. Holland America Line is ready to set sail round-trip from Seattle to Alaska with their new ship, New Amsterdam, with departures starting July 24th and sailing through October 2nd. These Alaska cruises will only be for guests who have received their final dose of the vaccine 14 days prior to embarkation. The ship has also been upgraded to make guests feel even safer with enhanced sanitation practices, upgraded HVAC systems, UV lighting, and enhanced filtration practices. Gus Antorcia is the president of Holland America Line.
We're working through the protocols with the CDC, and so I suspect there may be some adjustments and changes we need to make. But I think everything that a guest has come to expect and enjoy from a Holland America cruise will be available. So that includes our onboard dining options. It includes the entertainment offers. It includes the special lectures, the special programs that we add to all of our voyages.
Visit www.hollandamerica.com.
The CDC says that more than 300 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered in the United States. As of Sunday, just over 49% of Americans over 12 are now fully vaccinated. New data also showing that 14 states have reached the goal of 70% of their adult residents receiving at least one dose of vaccine. The White House has set a goal of getting 70% of all adults in the country to have received at least one dose by July 4th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court isn't taking up a discrimination case regarding the male-only military draft. A men's rights group claims a male-only draft is discriminatory against women, arguing it became lawful after the Defense Department opened combat roles to women in 2013. Back in 1981, the High Court ruled in the case of Rostetter versus Goldberg that the male-only requirement was justified since women could not serve in combat roles at that time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Christy Noem governs a state that's about 1,500 miles away, but the South Dakota Republican appeared to be a big hit with North Carolina's GOP at their convention on Saturday. Noem criticizing Tony Fauci, the infectious disease expert, who had told her that South Dakota would need 10,000 hospital beds when the coronavirus reached its peak in the state. Turns out, she said, South Dakota only needed 600 beds when infections hit their highest point. Noem also saying people in her state like their freedom as opposed to the states that were locked down, such as New York and California.
The first time you heard my name was because the liberals were busy kicking me in the head for all the decisions I was making in South Dakota, right? Right? Rachel Maddow, Elizabeth Warren, all talking about how I was irresponsible, I was reckless, I was a denier. But I want you to know something, that my people are happy. And they're happy because they're free. They're free and their freedoms were protected this last year.
The annual Laughlin UFO Mega Conference is kicking off with added excitement this year. This year's event in the gambling resort town of Laughlin, Nevada, is getting a boost from the government's recent data release on UFO sightings by U.S. military flights and the soon-to-be-released unclassified government report on the phenomena. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.